This compelling portrait of a cardinal, painted by Lucas Cranach the Elder, captures two personalities simultaneously. Why would Cardinal Albrecht want to be depicted as Saint Jerome? Could it be church politics? Françoise Hawk weighs in.
Cardinal Albrecht was a major patron of the arts in the Holy Roman Empire, and he had many paintings painted of himself in the guises of different saints. Saint Jerome was one of his favorites, so he's kind of taking the symbols of this saint, and the lion is one of the symbols that clearly defines Saint Jerome, as well as his cardinal cloth that's draped over the table. But he's taking the symbols of Saint Jerome and taking them for his own religious beliefs and promoting those.
The tumultuous issues that accompanied the rise of Martin Luther and the Protestant Reformation in the early 1500s required the Catholic Church to bolster its own status. This is exactly what Albrecht was doing with the painting. In addition to the lion, a symbol of faithfulness associated with Saint Jerome's story, the study is filled with all manner of creatures and items, each with their own symbolic power. The parrot may be included because of its link to the iconography of the Virgin Mary, as it was believed to be the only animal that could say Ave, as in Ave Maria. Since beavers rebuild their dam after the structure is destroyed, they are symbols of the resurrection. The books represent the writings of the church, an important detail, since Jerome translated the scriptures from Hebrew and Greek into Latin, a translation called the Vulgate.